Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Your circulatory system, also known as your cardiovascular system, is made up of your heart and blood vessels. It works to transport oxygen and other nutrients to all the organs and tissues in your body. It also works to remove carbon dioxide and other waste products. Having a healthy circulatory system is vital to your health and well-being. What can we do to keep our heart and blood vessels in good shape? Well, that's our topic today with holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. She will share some of her surefire tips. Internationally known best-selling author, many books on holistic health and optimum vitality, including her latest celebrated books, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, and her latest celebrated books, A Hug and a Mug. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great topic. Pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much. And, you know, most people are interested in better circulation, heart health, blood pressure. So I think this is a very important topic we'll be discussing today.
It's really something that impacts all of us. It's going to be a fascinating program. Of course, more on the topic in detail. Susan's books, we'll talk about that. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. First of all, what are the four main components of the circulatory system?
Okay, probably a review for a lot of people,
yes.
But let's start out with our wonderful heart. It's a muscular organ that works to pump blood throughout the body through an intricate network of blood vessels. Then we have arteries. These are those thick-walled blood vessels. They carry oxygenated blood away from the heart. And the way you can remember that easily is arteries begins with the letter A. They carry blood away. That begins with A, away from the heart.
Yes.
That's how I remember in high school I was taught that a couple years ago. And then we have the veins. These are blood vessels that carry deoxygenated blood back to your heart. And then finally we have those lovely capillaries. These are the tiny blood vessels that facilitate the exchange of oxygen, nutrients, and waste between your circulatory system and your organs and your tissues. So put really simply, the human circulatory system is a complex, hard-working system that feeds every cell in your body. You have over 30 trillion cells. And here is a fact that even my brain cannot comprehend it, but I see it written in all my medical books. And it is that if the arteries, veins, and capillaries were laid out end-to-end, it would extend as far as 60,000 miles long with the heart pumping blood throughout. And so considering its size and what it does, maintaining healthy circulation is essential to good health and a must-have for optimal health. But that number of your body, depending on your size, has an estimated 60,000 miles of blood vessels. So, Rick, to put this in perspective, the distance around this earth is about 25,000 miles, making the distance your blood vessels could travel if laid end-to-end more than two times around the earth. So that is an amazing fact, and they're not joking in all my medical books, but my brain has a hard time comprehending that one.
You know, that's an interesting visual as you're trying to see that, and you see the globe, and you see a couple of spins around it, and your heart pumping away there, and blood going through it's incredible. And that was a very good lesson, a review for all of us in the circulatory system and what makes it up. It was coming back to me as you were talking there. I was looking at you in the front of the class at the blackboard with a piece of chalk going through all of this and explaining it. You know,
they used chalk in your day.
Oh, yes, they did. Yes,
not a whiteboard.
Yeah, no. This was way before the whiteboard. This was back in the chalk era. You know, we hear the word atherosclerosis. I've heard that over the years. Not quite sure what it means and how when we can prevent it, obviously something we need to prevent. Explain the word and why it's so important to us.
Yes, and this is very important. Atherosclerosis is when the plaque builds up along the walls of your arteries. Remember, arteries carry blood away from the heart. Risk factors that can contribute to the plaque buildup include high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Remember, cholesterol is only found in animal foods, not in any plant-based foods. The buildup can also be caused by tobacco use, diabetes, and unhealthy diet. Especially low levels of physical activity. You need movement every day, and if you're overweight or obese. Now, atherosclerosis can gradually make your beautiful arteries narrower, and that affects the amount of the blood that can flow through them. And because of this, organs and tissues may not get enough oxygen. I have a little device I put on my finger, an oximeter, tells me my level of blood, my level of oxygen, and I like to use that and see all the oxygen I have in my body. But when atherosclerosis affects the arteries of your heart, it's called coronary artery disease. Other arteries in your body can also be affected as well. This is called peripheral artery disease, which affects how well blood can flow to your legs, your arms, your feet, your hands. And in some cases, an artery may become completely blocked by plaque or a blood clot. When this happens, Rick, a heart attack or a stroke can occur.
So important what Dr. Susan is discussing today. Her website is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find information there on this topic and many more. We'll talk about the website, how you can get a free monthly newsletter. You can follow Susan on Twitter, now X, at SusanSmithJones. And you can link on directly to our website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The topic today is natural support for health, circulation, and blood pressure. Doctor, what role does diet play in the function of our circulatory system? Are the two connected?
Oh, gosh, great question. Now, it should come as no surprise, especially if people have heard us together over the last century, that the quality of foods we eat from day to day have a tremendous bearing on the health of the body, including the health of the circulatory system. Now, the diet that I've recommended in my books, Uplifted and A Hug and a Mug, the subtitle of that book is Revitalize with Fruits, Veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. There's more than just food. It's the other components, and it's also a recipe book. But the diet I've recommended in A Hug and a Mug, with an emphasis on high-fiber foods and lots of plant-based foods, whole foods like fruits, veggies, legumes, nuts, seeds, sprouts, all those good foods, they offer the essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients the body needs to thrive. And when we deprive the body of these essential materials, it starts to break down in very telling ways. And as my grandmother used to tell me when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, and you and I have talked about this, we want to eat our foods as close to the way nature made them as possible.
Yes.
Because think about this. In nature, we don't find ice cream trees, donut vines, potato chip bushes. And when you have an emphasis on plant-based foods, these are rich in fiber and all the vitamins, nutrients, phytonutrients we need. And we need lots of these every single day.
Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program, talking about natural support for heart circulation and blood pressure. What are some of the physiological conditions that support healthy circulation?
So let me just briefly mention four. The body's circulatory system relies on a range of factors to function as it should. And so one would be the heart health is essential. You know, the arteries that send the blood out to the body must also remain clear of a plaque buildup. And then, two, keeping inflammation in check is key. And you and I have had an entire show on inflammation, and I write about it in A Hug and a Mug. Three, the thickness of your blood, Rick, can also influence how quickly it moves through the arteries, the veins, and capillaries. And then number four, the condition of your artery walls also affects how easily blood moves through the body. If any of these areas break down, then poor circulation can result. And really, more than anything else, unhealthy food choices. And that's great to hear, because nobody shoves the food down your throat, we hope. You decide what it is you eat.
Yes.
You're in control of that. So unhealthy food choices have contributed to the spread of chronic diseases. Many forms of chronic disease interfere with the body's circulatory system, including diabetes, obesity, and peripheral artery disease. And the fact is that an emphasis, if you can do this, on plant-based foods offers the level of nutritional support needed to reverse the effects of chronic disease and promote optimal health. And when you change to a healthy lifestyle that I write about in my two-book set, Uplifted in a Hug and a Mug, you literally can reverse the effects of chronic disease and at any age promote optimal health.
Let's get more specific. What you said is so important because, again, we control so much of this, and this is definitely the case as we're talking here. Could you tell us three ways that a healthy, wholesome diet with an emphasis on plant-based foods that you espouse and Uplifted and the book A Hug and a Mug, how that promotes healthy blood circulation? And I want to talk about that very briefly. A Hug and a Mug, I love that title. I'm going to be saying that for the rest of the day. A Hug and a Mug, a catchy title. Great job with that.
Oh, thank you. Yes, but it's more than what can go in a mug, but it's a really cool cover, too. You can see all about it on my website. Go to books, click on A Hug and a Mug. So I'm gonna talk about, as briefly as I can, three areas now, Rick. I want to talk about reducing plaque buildup, about how and why you want to promote blood alkalinity, and I want to talk about blood pressure and how to lower the levels. So let's start with reducing plaque buildup. See, things like meaty fats, sugary treats, contain high levels of saturated and trans fats, and the body converts these materials into cholesterol. When you eat more plant-based foods, they contain everything that the sad standard American diet lacks, and as far as nutrition goes, including they have healthy fats in them, plant-based foods. So my diet recommendation incorporates healthy fats like the essential omega-3 fatty acids you and I have talked about lots before.
Yes.
Found in flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts. And the omega-3s are materials that the body cannot produce. So they have to come from your daily diet. These essential fatty acids help keep the arteries clean so blood can move through freely. And so my diet in A Hug and a Mug and all the recipes that you need to make all the best foods supports the systems and the chemical processes that prevent plaque buildup from occurring. And then secondly, we want to promote healthy blood alkalinity. Again, you and I had a whole show on this, but just to bottom line it, the body's acid-alkaline balance is also known as the pH level. That influences your overall health in a very big way. And acid alkaline levels are measured on a scale from 0 to 14, with 0 being highly acidic, 14 being highly alkaline. And the body's systems thrive in a neutral environment, so the blood pH level of about 7.4, that's slightly alkaline, is ideal for optimal health. Now, on the sad side here, unfortunately, the fatty meats, sugary foods, processed foods that make up the standard American diet, the SAD diet, are all acid-producing foods that deplete your alkalinity, which is needed to counteract this acidic onslaught, even though the blood pH doesn't change at all. And once that alkalinity, so needed for good health, is depleted, as indicated by a very low bicarbonate level in the blood, the risk of developing chronic disease increases considerably. So my alkaline-centric diet and detox rejuvenation program in A Hug and a Mug and Uplifted recommends high levels of alkaline foods, and those are basically the plant-based foods, that also help to build up the alkalinity, because you want to reserve in your body. When it gets too acid, you leach out one of the most prevalent alkaline minerals in your body, which is calcium. And when you start leaching that out, what happens? You develop osteoporosis.
Yes.
So you need to build up the alkalinity necessary to counter dietary acids and disease-promoting bacteria. Again, it's all explained in my book, A Hug and a Mug. And Uplifted goes into more mental, because if you're mentally stressed out all the time, it affects your alkalinity. And now thirdly, and people ask me all the time, Susan, my doctor wants to put me on blood pressure-lowering medication. I don't want to do it. Talk to me about what I can do in a natural way. And you know that that's what my grandmother taught me to do. And as a result of her wisdom, everything I've put in my last two books, I've never in my life had to take any medication. I know how to live and how to eat so that I keep my body as healthy as possible, and I go to nature to see how to heal. You and I are not telling people to go off medications, but we're saying that there's another way to be naturally healthy. My grandmother Fritzi always used to say, health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. So blood pressure. Now, this is the third of what you asked about what to eat. The body's arteries age over the years, sorry to say, they do. But it doesn't mean that they can't be as youthful in your 70s, 80s as they were in your 20s, 30s. But when they age, making artery walls more rigid and less pliable, that's going to affect your circulation. And sometimes small wounds, little wounds in the arteries, will get bandaged up by cholesterol rather than being properly healed by vitamin C, lysine, proline. Proline's an amino acid that is a constituent of most proteins, especially collagen. And then the development of plaque causes the heart, you know, because the arteries age and they get clogged up, that will cause the heart to work harder at moving blood through, what, your 60,000 miles,
yes,
your circulatory system, causing an increase in your blood pressure levels. Like if you had a hose outside and you had that handle that you can, you know, pull in and the water comes out, but if you turn it on high level, the hose, but you don't release the water, there's a lot of pressure in that hose. So keep in mind that lack of nitric oxide, like what you find in beets, compounds the problem as arterial walls become even more stiff. I'm almost done here. And if the plaque buildup exists, the body's immune response causes that I word, the inflammation, to form in plaque-ridden areas. And inflammation, Rick, places a strain on the artery walls, which also causes them to become stiff. So each of these conditions I've just talked about hampers blood flow. So bottom line here, the takeaway, is that the high-fiber foods championed in A Hug and a Mug with all my great recipes, like raw fruits and vegetables and whole grains and many other foods I talk about, work wonders at taking pressure off the artery walls and making them more pliable. And these foods are natural, excellent supplies of vitamin C, healthy vegetable nitrates, arginine, that's an amino acid that helps the arterial walls to relax. And the blood vessels are healed properly. Cholesterol plaque will then stop accumulating and actually disappear, as demonstrated by my friend Dr. Dean Ornish in his studies. Many studies that you can absolutely reverse heart disease in the most natural way possible, lower blood pressure. So anyway, I write about that in Uplifted, and especially in A Hug and a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. For example, we talk about inflammation a lot. The best spice you should be eating every single day to help with inflammation is turmeric. Curcumin that's in the turmeric is one of nature's best anti-inflammatories.
Susan Smith-Jones is our guest on the program. More to talk about. Topic today, natural support for heart circulation and blood pressure. More with Dr. Susan after these messages. Back, you're listening to This Week in America. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program, talking about natural support for heart circulation and blood pressure. Mentioned before we left nitric oxide. Let's talk about that. How does it function in the body, and are there food sources that provide the most nitric oxide for us?
Yes, absolutely. Gosh, that's a good question. So nitric oxide, it's a molecule that's produced naturally by your body. And it's important for so many aspects of your health. Its most important function is vasodilation, and that means that it relaxes the inner muscles of the blood vessels, causing them to widen and increase circulation. Now, before I get to the next thing I'm going to say, you might want to get out a paper and pencil. I'm going to list some foods. But the nitric oxide production is essential for overall health because it allows the blood nutrients and oxygen to travel to every part of your body efficiently and effectively. In fact, there's a limited capacity to produce nitric oxide. If you find that that happens in your body, that's then associated with heart disease, diabetes, and I'll get everyone's attention with this, Rick, with erectile dysfunction. Because, yes, see, everyone's taking notes now.
Yeah, got my pen out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Some studies show that boosting levels of nitric oxide in the body may help with erectile dysfunction, ED, and increase sexual arousal in general in both men and women. And then some of the best sources of nitric oxide, I knew that was on your mind to ask me next, are beets, celery, lettuce, radishes, carrots, green beans, collard greens, parsley, cabbage, and spinach. And so because beets are right at the top of the list, not only do I have beets regularly, but I also have a wonderful raw powdered beet. You know, it's just the beets, and they're picked, and they're juiced, and they're flash-dried. And I have a good 2 teaspoons on rare occasions when I need a little bit better brain power. I might have a tablespoon of this beet powder that's delicious, and I just put it in water or juice, and I have it every single day.
Great information from our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Our website, susansmithjones.com. Find her on X, formerly Twitter, at Susan Smith-Jones. The topic today, natural support for heart circulation and blood pressure. Let's talk about some of the best foods, herbs, and culinary spices that support healthy circulation in general. What are some that we should be aware of?
Yes, yes. So, again, I know our time is limited. I could go on and on for the next 3 hours, and we don't want to put anyone to sleep here. So I'm going to list 15 foods, And it's good to write them down so you'll know, but just know they're all mentioned in great detail with the studies that show how these foods help your circulatory system, your immunity, how young or old you look, you know, keep your body healthy. So they're all in a hug and a mug. But let's start with there's cayenne pepper. And they all, by the way, they all build, help to build nitric oxide, but probably nothing quite as good as beets. So cayenne pepper, pomegranate, all kinds of onions, those great antioxidants in onions, cinnamon, garlic, fatty fish like salmon is excellent, is an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids, and omega-3s help to inhibit the clumping of platelets in your blood, a process that can lead to blood clot formation. And omega-3s are especially beneficial for circulation because they promote the release of nitric oxide. And as you know, that dilates your blood vessels and increases blood flow. If you don't eat fish, you can find good sources of omega-3s in your walnuts, your leafy greens, chia seeds, flax seeds. And then add to the list, we've already talked about it, beets and turmeric. That increases the blood flow throughout your body, turmeric. I have at least a tablespoon of turmeric powder a day in my diet. I also have it in capsules. And then 9 would be leafy greens. We're going to go through 108. No, just kidding. We'll go through 15. You can find the others in the hug and a mug. Leafy greens, 10 would be citrus fruits. 11, I mentioned walnuts, really help stimulate the production of nitric oxide. Tomatoes, or as they say over in England, tomatoes, they really help keeping your blood cells clear. Berries, love berries, all berries. The one that's best for your brain is the blueberry. And then we have ginger, that's 14, and then apples are 15. And if anybody listening wants to lose a little or a lot of weight, I'm just going to briefly mention to you something about apples. As you may already know this, maybe that's just a refresher, but they're high in both fiber and water, and these are two qualities that make them filling. And in one study, Rick, it was found that people who ate slices of apple, and this is raw, not cooked, baked, anything else,
right,
of slices of apple before a meal reported feeling fuller than those who consumed applesauce, apple juice, or no apple products whatsoever. And within that exact study, scientists discovered that those who started their meal with raw apple slices ate an average of 200 calories fewer than those who did not. That's interesting. And then in a different 10-week study with 50 overweight women, participants that ate apples, an apple a day, lost roughly 2 pounds more and ate fewer calories overall compared to those who ate oat cookies with the same calories and fiber content. And remember, apples also contain a soluble fiber. They have insoluble, but a lot of good in the pectin, the soluble fiber. Soluble fiber, you may recall, is the type that can lower blood cholesterol levels. Remember when we were a lot younger, Rick, and there used to be commercials all over the TV of oat bran to add extra oat bran because that would lower your cholesterol. Well, that's because it's a soluble fiber. And I buy organic raw oat bran. I have it in a glass container on my kitchen counter. And I might add a tablespoon or two into my smoothie in the morning just to get a little bit more soluble fiber. But soluble fiber is the type of fiber that can be dissolved in water, and it forms a gel-like consistency in the digestive tract. And when it comes to your heart's health, it is foods like apples with or oat bran with soluble fiber that are beneficial and lowering your cholesterol. Beans are the same way, too, a lot of soluble fiber. And studies have shown that consuming just 10 to 25 grams of soluble fiber a day can lower cholesterol by 18%. So, you know, all in all, summarizing all this, the health benefits afforded, you know, through my great rejuvenation, detoxification, looking younger program in a hug and a mug and uplifted, not only promote better circulation, but also strengthen the body on a systemic level. And this means the body's systems, systemic systems, can work together more efficiently. And when everything is working as it should, then and you're in charge of that, you decide what you eat and how you live. Optimal health, vitality, and longevity become possible. And actually, I look pretty good. My birthday was the last day of November. I turned 133.
And don't look a day over 110. I mean, it's amazing what diet has done for you. It just it is so much information, life-changing, life-altering information. Much more on this on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. You'll also get a lot of information there. And let's wrap up the program and talk about that. Where can we get information on your latest books, including A Hug and a Mug and Uplifted? And sign up for the newsletter that I talk about and get every month and look forward to the Healthy Living newsletters. Where do we get all this information?
Yeah, so it's so simple. Just go to my website, my name, susansmithjones.com. Sign up on the top right. You'll see a beautiful X in a beautiful picture you'll see up there. Once a week, I send out a really uplifting, inspiring, and motivating tweet. My newsletters, you can sign up for. It takes about 10 seconds right on the homepage of my website. And once a month, you get beautiful newsletters with great cutting-edge health info, body, mind, spirit. I always give you some recipes, great photos, some jokes, some really wonderful little videos that will make you laugh. Just so much in it. It will take you multiple days. You just read section by section and then come back to it. If you want to get any of my books, just, yes, you can go to Amazon, but why don't you go to books? It's in the navigation bar. You can click on A Hug and a Mug. You can click on Uplifted. Uplifted, you know, 12 minutes to more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality is a little physical, but a lot of mental, emotional, spiritual tips that I've learned over the decades, all my best work. And then you add to that A Hug and a Mug. The subtitle is Revitalize with Fruits, Veggies, Juices, Soups, Spices, Teas, and Other Healthy Living Extras. For example, I talk about cryotherapy and why taking a cold or a cool shower is beneficial. I'll talk about intermittent fasting. I have a whole detailed weight loss program in A Hug and a Mug. And then I have over 100 easy-to-prepare, delicious, nutritious recipes. You may remember that when I was one of my jobs in college to put myself through 5 university degrees is I was a private chef. I was a whole food caterer. I've been a recipe developer. I teach people, I've taught people for decades how to take their diet and make it healthier. So I know food and spices, soups and teas and juices and fruits, veggies. I know all about whole foods, and you give me any issue or disease you have, and I talk about all the main diseases in A Hug and a Mug and the exact foods you need to eat to heal your get your immunity working so well that your body will heal itself. And I tell you precisely what not to eat unless you want to age quickly and have lots of diseases. So those two make a wonderful set, Uplifted combined with A Hug and a Mug.
And all of that on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Information there. You can order the Healthy Living newsletters. You can order the books that Susan has talked about, all of the books available there. And a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Our topic today has been natural support for health, circulation, and blood pressure. Learned a lot in the program today. A lot of reviewing information, a lot of new information there as well. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us. Always a pleasure. Let's do it again.
Thank you. I look forward to next month. And everyone, remember that your future depends on the choices you make today. So choose wisely, because you hold the keys to unlock your inner power to conquer illness, extend your life, and be uplifted day in and day out. So you don't want to wait any longer. Start today. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you very much. All the information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Link on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.